So today we're at day three, and today we're going to discuss the Derech Emunah, which is five volumes. I have all five volumes right here, and maybe we'll dabble a little bit in it. And it's on all of Hilchos Zoraim with the Rambam. Okay, to the extent that even though, as we spoke about already, Reb Chaim wrote so many Svarim on so many topics, but for some reason it seems like on the signs announcing his passing, so it's the Baal Derech Emunah. That's what he was, I guess, the biggest work. It's like we call the Chafetz Chaim the Mishneh Berurah, even though he wrote the Baal Mishneh Berurah, even though he wrote other things as well. We also call him the Chafetz Chaim, but he wrote a lot of other Svarim as well. So this was a main work, and the Chelek Aleph is on Hilchos Kalayim and Hilchos Matnos Aniyim. All of Hilchos Tzedakah is in here. It came out almost 40 years ago in Tavshin Dalet Mem, or Mem Dalet. Okay? And it came out, and the Stipler Gaon was alive. So that's an important point. We'll see why in a minute, the ramifications that had. Chelek Beis and Gimel is on the Halachos of Truma and Meiser. Chelek Beis is Davka on Hilchos Trumas, and Chelek Gimel is about Meiser, and also Meiser Sheni Vineta Ravai. And it's interesting, it took 10 years to write Chelek Beis and Chelek Gimel, but he wouldn't publish Chelek Beis on Hilchos Trumas until Chelek Gimel was done as well. And the reason was, he said, was because there's so much cross-referencing between the halachos of Trumos and the halachos of Meiser, that if someone would only have one of those volumes, it wouldn't be possible for him to fully appreciate what's going on. So therefore, he waited, even though it was done, it was completely finished, he waited for the Chelek Gimel and Hilchos Meiser to be finished, to be able to go ahead and put it together. Ultimately, actually printed 50 copies of Beis and Gimel together in one volume, and he gave it one to Rav Yashiv and to some of his relatives, and that's it. But in the stores, when you buy, you can't buy a set. You buy by the volume, so they're printed in two separate volumes. But in his world, it was one inyan, Chelek Beis and Chelek Gimel. Okay, Chelek Dalet came out in Tavshin Nun Ches, and Chelek Hey we'll speak about soon. That was in Tavshin Samach Gimel. Fine, so let's go back. So Chelek Aleph was put out in Tavshin Mem Dalet. And the Stipler was alive. And Rav Moshe Berzam, was a nephew of Rav Chaim Kanievsky. Rav Chaim Kanievsky had a sister who was married to Rav Shaul Berzam. Yeah, Rav Shaul Berzam. Shaul Berzam was Nifter, who was 38 years old. He was Nifter very young. And he wrote all of the Maftechos, all the indexes to the Sefer Chazanish. And he passed away when he was 38. Which is unbelievable. That means he knew all of the Svarim of the Chazon Ish, and he wrote the index to all of the Svarim. That's incredible. So his son actually wrote the index to the Derech Emunah. Okay, I think he's still alive. So he's Reb Chaim Kanievsky's nephew, and he says that he remembers that when Reb Chaim brought the volume of Derech Emunah to the Stipler, so he said he couldn't describe the simcha that the Stipler had on his face when he saw the sefer. It's absolutely incredible, and he even writes the Reb Chaim writes in Chelek Beis out of nowhere in Hilchos Trumos Perek Ches Halacha Tez Zayin in the Bir Halacha. We'll talk about the structure in a minute, but he writes at the very end over here of Dibur Meskel Katana. He writes in brackets, V'Shabbos Kodesh Parashas Ekev, Chaf Gimel Menachem Av, Tashin Mem Hei. That's a year after Volume 1 was printed. I guess he was writing then. Nach Nashe Demaran, Adoni Avi Amori V'Rabi, Aviem V'Rabin Shal Yisrael. I mean, the Stipler is Nifter. The Stipler is Nifter 1 year after Chelek Aleph was published. And at the end, here, it's not related to anything in the Bir Halacha, but he writes over here that the Stipler was Nifter. I guess he was up to that in his writing. And later on, he said that the Chazon Ish did the exact same thing in his Sefer on Erevin, in the beginning of Siman Mem Beis. He writes over there that his father was Nifter, and he had heard about the fact that his father was nefesh. So he put that in. So the stipler passed away after volume 1 was published, before volume 2 and volume 3 were put out. In the Hakdama to Chelek Aleph, he writes that he organized this as similar to the Mishnah Brura. So on the top, right, in the Mishnah Brura, the top is the Shulchan Aruch. And the top over here is the Rambam, like we said, it's on Rambam's Zerayim. And then there's the Derech Emunah, which looks like a Mishnah Brura, which has the Halacha. And the bottom is the Tzion Halacha, which tells you the sources for different Achronim and Rishonim, etc. And then the Bir Halacha is more of an Iyun, Dika, Limud, so you could see the all the different studim, the svaras, etc., the nafkaminas over there in the Bir Halacha. And he says that he wrote it that way so that it'll be easier for the person to read it. So he could he said that the setup of the Mishnah Brura was very good, and therefore he wanted to put it out that way. There's one very interesting difference between the Mishnah Brura and the Derech Emunah. And that is, on the side of the Mishnah Brura brought down the Be'er Agola. The Be'er Agola was also on the Shulchan Aruch, but gives you the source of everything that the Rambam, everything the Shulchan Aruch says. So, and the Be'er Agola will tell you, if there's a halach in the Shulchan Aruch, the Be'er Agola will tell you where you can find it in the Rambam, where you can find it in the Tur, etc. So, Reb Chaim left that out. He actually wanted to write a Be'er Agola, telling you everywhere where the Rambam is coming from, every Gemara or every Tosefta or whatever it is that the Rambam is coming from. And the stipler, again, to keep it in perspective, the stipler was alive when the first volume came out. The stipler told him not to do it. He shouldn't do it. And he didn't give an explanation as to why. All the stipler said was, you don't have to do exactly like the Mishnah Brura. It doesn't have to be exactly the Mishnah, but it didn't explain the reason behind it. But that's why it's not here. But he wanted to write it to the extent that in Chelek He of Derech Emunah, Chelek He isn't on the Rambam. The Rambam he finished writing Chelek Dalet. Chelek He has all the maftechos, all the indexes to the entire. I mean, it's massive for all of Derech Emunah, and has something called the Be'era Shel Miriam. The Be'era Shel Miriam, Kunch's Be'era Shel Miriam, okay, is the source for every single thing that the Rambam wrote in all of Zerayim. Now, he writes, Chashavti, b'tchila chashavti lasot mekorot ha-Rambam letfisam b'gilyan ha-derech emuna ke'in beragola. He writes, originally I thought I was going to do this and put this on the side of the page like the beragola. She hit this Mishnah Brura. Lam, he said, my father, the stipler, lo hiskim lezeh. He didn't give his bracha to that. He didn't think I should do it. V'tamo v'nimuko imo. And he was right. Doesn't explain what the reason was. Therefore, I didn't do it. He basically listened to his father. His father knows, and his father said not to do it, so he didn't do it. Aval, but after people pushed me, said, it's really important. We need to know where the Rambam is coming from in every halacha. And I realized that through learning the Rambam, if you don't know where the Rambam is coming from, sometimes you can't even understand the Rambam. I decided I'm going to write it up. And put it at the end of the book. I think my father wouldn't be bothered by that. Meaning his father didn't want him to put on the side of the page with every letter next to a halacha and tell you where it is. But to put it separate at the end of the book, I don't think my father would mind, and therefore, because of the importance of it, he feels it's okay to do it. Now, this is an amazing... I'm going to speak about the Be'er Shel Miriam in a minute. This is an amazing thing. Here it is. He obviously, Reb Chaim knew the source of every single Rambam, and he was going to do it like the Mishnah Brura did. His father said not to, and that's it. We don't find him saying, oh, but why? And come back again, but why not? And like back and forth, like we don't find that. His father said, Nimuko Imo, he listened to his father, and that's it, he didn't do it. It's an amazing, amazing lesson in Kivud Aveim, in respect for Gedolim, for that he just pulled out of that. And then he said, okay, I'll put it in this way, which by the way, it's not even so convenient. You know, it's, you have to like Perek Rishon, Halacha Aleph. It's not so convenient in finding, but he said that his father would have been masking to, and therefore anyone who really needs it will be able to go ahead and see it, and therefore it's okay. But the lima, the lesson from how he listened to his father on this, I think is very, very significant. It's interesting There's another sefer that Reb Chaim wrote called the Kiryas Melech. So the Kiryas Melech is on the Rambam. It's a separate volume. And it gives you the source for everything the Rambam says everywhere, through all of the Yad HaChazakah. So what's the difference between the Be'er Shel Miriam and the Kiryas Melech? The Be'er Shel Miriam, again, like I told you, it's the Be'er Gola. Reb Chaim has this also in his Shekel HaKodesh, which is on the Rambam, Kiddush HaKodesh and Shkalim, and also in his Derech Chacham, which is about Kachem. He did also. At the end, he tells you, called the Be'er Shel Miriam, and he tells you where everything could be found, where the Rambam is coming from. So what's the difference between the Kiryas Melech and the Be'er Shel Miriam, both of them giving sources to the Rambam? So Reb Chaim explained, and I mean, this is obvious to anyone that looks at the Sefer, but just to appreciate this, Reb Chaim said that the Kiryas Melech only has sources for where the Noseh Kalim on the Rambam didn't tell you where it is. So for example, if the Kesef Mishnah says, oh, this is a Gemara in Erevin, so the Kiryas Melech is not going to write Gemara in Erevin. Okay, he only would do it in places that things were missing. I'll give you an example of one. Okay, there's a fascinating one. The Rambam writes in Hilchos Tefillah. The Rambam is discussing why we need a sitter. Why do we have a set text? Originally, there was no set text. So why do we have a set text now? And he says, because after we went into Golus, so people moved into Paras. We know the whole story of Purim, right? Was in Paras. So the Jews moved to Paras, or were exiled to Paras, and also to Yavan, to Greece. And there they got, their languages got mixed up, and people didn't know how to speak, they couldn't articulate themselves, and if we had to have a set text, fine. So people ask, where do we ever see anywhere that the Jews went to Greece? I mean, Paras, we know the whole Purim story was there, right? But where do we see anything that went to Yavan? So there's a whole set of letters, now it's printed, called Tshuva Me'ava, between Rav Nevinsal, Shlita, in the Old City, and Rav Chaim. Maybe we'll speak about that tomorrow. Just looking at those letters is the biggest musar anyone could learn, I think. It's not supposed to be a musar sefer at all, but there's a lot of musar just reading back and forth. It's much amazing. So there was a letter that Rav Nevinsal wrote to Rav Chaim Kanievsky. They write in not even half sentences, and then Baruch Hashem, someone on the bottom filled in all the blanks to tell you what's going on over there. But you see that Kol HaTorah Kula is flying back and forth. So Rav Nevinsal found a source. It's a pasuk in Yoel. He found a pasuk in Yoel that mentions that they went to Yavan. So he was very happy. He sent it to Rav Chaim Kanievsky. And Rav Chaim writes that 100 Yafek Kasav, very good Ara, and I say it over in your name. And if you look at the Kiryas Melech, he writes under the word Yavan, he says, and the source is a pasuk in Yoel, and he says, as I heard from Gaon Rav Nevinsal, Shlita. That's what Kiryas Melech is filling in areas that weren't mentioned on the side. No one knows what's the source for this thing. That's where he filled it in. And sometimes he'd even add on haros, and therefore sometimes there's longer sentences, etc. But the Be'er Shel Miriam will include any source, even if it's brought down from someone on the side. So that's just a total collection of every source. If you ever need to know where Rambam came from, so he goes ahead and he brings it down. But again, the Stipler originally didn't want it on the page, so he put it on the side. Another area that the Stipler made a comment on is, it's very interesting, in the introduction to Chelek Aleph, so he starts off speaking about, it's actually a very, very beautiful Hakdama, and he says that, once we were exiled from Eretz Yisrael, so we lost a tremendous amount of mitzvos, like Seder Kachim and Taros, that we can't fulfill anymore. And what we have is the mitzvah of Talmud Torah. We can learn about it, but we can't fulfill it. What's true? In Chutz La'aretz, you can't fulfill the mitzvahs that true Muslim things have to do with Eretz Yisrael. Those who merited to live in Eretz Yisrael, it's practical. This is a practical thing to learn these things. Mehem midaraisa, mehem midarbanan. Some daraisa and some darbanan. Vizchus hayoshim beretz Yisrael. It's the merit of those who settle in Eretz Yisrael. Umekayma mitzvos atulis baaretz and fulfill the mitzvos that are bound by the land. Rav Maod is so great. Moshe Katz say for our truma. Someone who lives in Eretz Yisrael, umekayim mitzvos hatuiz ba, and fulfills the mitzvos that are dependent on the land. Zochav Yosef Mechitzas Shal Kodesh Baruch Hu. You're able to live with Hashem. His Avin Moshe Rabbeinu, Lichnos Eretz Yisrael, the Elkaim Mitzvah Tzulis, but that's what Moshe Rabbeinu wanted to come to Eretz Yisrael, because he wanted to be able to fulfill the mitzvahs that you only could fulfill in Eretz Yisrael. Like the Marsh says in Sot, Daf Yidalit, and he quotes a Yushalmi. Fine. He said, Lehepech, the opposite, Godel Ha'onesh, how tremendous is the punishment, Al Misha Ein Nizar B'mitzvah Seilu, someone who doesn't keep the mitzvahs in Eretz Yisrael, of Tzulis Ba'aretz in Eretz Yisrael, Kasav Achai Adam, Behakdamaso, if you'd walk into the palace of the king and you wouldn't know how you're supposed to act over there, right? For sure you're not allowed to talk. And you walk in, you start talking. Off of his head, right? You get punished. Someone wants to live in Eretz Yisrael, the holy land. You're not a bucky, and all the luchas have to do with living in Eretz Yisrael? Dumbo Barosho, his blood is on his head. But I love number keep Bike Zos Mietcha Ramas Chatzerai, the Pasuk in the Navi, says Hashem says, I don't even want you here. Okay. Kainza Besefer Charedim, Shekola Darim Beretz Yisrael, Chayavim Lizar, Ma'obachal Mitzvah Tulis Baretz. You have to really know what's going on here. Shalotei Mitzvah Sishav Eretz Yisrael, Mitzvah Haba Be'Avera. Shouldn't come out that the Mitzvah settling Eretz Yisrael is a Mitzvah Haba Be'Avera because you come to settle the land, but you don't keep any of the lachas. I remember when I came, when I was 18, I came to Eretz Yisrael. So I was going somewhere for Shabbos. I didn't know about that, you know, the mitzvahs to his baretz, right? So I remember I asked a Rebbe, I remember this day, I said, you know, is this year Orla? The guy said, and the Rebbe was a big chashuv person, he said, a tipish Amerikai. He said, what did I say wrong? I just wanted to know if this year was Orla. And then he explained to me that Orla has nothing to do with the years. You know, it has to do with the plant. Okay, I didn't know anything. I was supposed to know these things. But that's what he's saying. Like, you know, if you come to Eretz Yisrael, you got to know what all these halachas are. So he says, that's why I'm writing this, because we don't find, because it wasn't relevant. There were people, he says, there were people outside of Eretz Yisrael. And then when we came back to Eretz Yisrael, most of the lands here were owned by non-Jews, so a lot of the halachos weren't relevant anyway. He said, then more people came to Eretz Yisrael, and now most of the lands are owned by Jews. So now this is very relevant, and the halachos are very not found. Now the Chazon Ish spent a lot of time writing about this, a tremendous amount. But the Chazon Ish is a sefer they have to be holding, and have to spend a lot of time to learn. So he said it's not easy. So therefore, to make it easier, that's why he put out the Derech Emunah. You have to appreciate it. He didn't just write Sfarim Stam, you know, like, oh, I like this topic. I mean, he felt it was a tremendous tzorah for Klal Yisrael that they should have a sefer. And anyone who's learning Zerayim, it's like you have a Gemara and you have this, and Derech Emunah. It's like, those are two Sfarim that you have with you. Otherwise, you can't learn Hilchos Shemitah, and you can't learn anything. This is the way to go. But listen to this. So he was writing this whole very poetic and beautiful and about how he wrote the Sefer, etc. Then at the very end, after two full pages, he says, but, achein, davar pashut, it's obvious, shelo katafti chas v'shalom halacha l'maisa. I'm not coming to paskin halacha. I'm just telling you to bring the shitas, and I'm telling you that this is what's there. Even though I wrote it to look like a Mishnah Berurah, no one should think that this is a Mishnah Berurah, a halacha sefer. No one should think to paskin halacha based on this. Ki lo bati liyadi midazu. I have not gotten to that level of halacha lemaisa. V'afil achrayis denavshi lo kibli alai. Even my own achrayis for myself. Kol shechein achrayis de'achrin. I can't take achrayis for other people. It's hard enough to take achrayis for myself. Can't v'af b'makom shekasa shalacha ola k'molkein eino b'derek klal. Even when I say the halachas like this, I'm really just copying from someone that said that. It's not my own my own halacha. Fine. So that's what he writes at the end. And then again, literally 5 lines later, v'hinei chozer al rishonos. I'm going and repeating myself again. It's not for halacha. It's actually strange. If you read it, like you just said that. Why are you saying it again? So someone asked this to Reb Chaim Kanievsky, and Reb Chaim said, because when his father, again, the disciple was alive for volume one, when his father read over the Sefer, and he read the whole Hakdama, at the end, he wrote it over again, those words. He said, again, this is not for Allah. No, he saw that he wrote it 5 lines earlier. The disciple wrote it over again in his own pen, and therefore Reb Chaim Kanievsky felt that he's going to publish those lines again to re-emphasize that it's not supposed to be a sefer for halacha. Just let's try to understand what that means for a minute. What do you mean it's not a sefer halacha? He knew everything. So now the truth is, when you asked him a question, he would answer. He would paskin sometimes. But over here, he wasn't looking. He never wanted to be a Rav. He wasn't looking over here to paskin halacha. And he understood, and he writes this, that a lot of it, he's giving a lot of weight to the Chazon Ish. Okay? But he knew that the Chazon Ish wasn't the only opinion. When you people would ask him shailas, I asked him once a question. I got a letter without a stamp, that the stamp wasn't stamped over it with ink by the postal service. It was actually a letter to him. So I got it back. So I wanted to know if I reused the stamp. Stam, went to halacha. Since it wasn't used now, I could go reuse it. He told me to go ask Rav Yashiv. Okay? So very often he deferred to Rav Yashiv because he knew that there were different opinions, and you know, Rav Yashiv was known as a posek. You go to the posek. That was not his goal here. His goal here was to bring the shitas. He weighed heavily the shita of the Chazon Ish. He understood that there were other people out there that could speak to a person and understand the situation and know how to balance the different studim. And that, and you go to your Rav and you get a psak. And that's something in almost all his svarim he always writes. Don't forget, this isn't halach l'maisa. And even the svarim das nota, the svarim that come out with a lot of his tshuvas, the letters that people wrote, it says, and in big letters, like, this is not for halacha l'maisa. You know, you want to know what I answered this person? Here it is. And you could use it for learning and to open your mind, etc. But it's not for halacha l'maisa. It's an amazing anivus also that he wrote that. It's like, you know, he could have put it down for halacha, but he didn't go with that. But that was from the stipe. The stipe told him, the stipe wrote it in himself, and therefore Reb Chaim Kanievsky put that in for himself. I'll just... okay, we're out of time, but maybe we'll continue tomorrow. I'll just add in one anecdote that first of all, before he quoted any Yerushalmi in the Derech Emunah, he learned it four times before he'd quote the Yerushalmi in the Derech Emunah. That was the level of how careful he was. And just one halacha that in... Hilchos Tztaka is in here. A lot of people use this to learn Hilchos Tztaka. So it's known. Oops, sorry. It's known that Reb Chaim, any time he would make money from a book, let's say for example, so he would take off Meiser 10% exactly. So for example, once he was given 2016 shekel for the books. And he took off 201 shekel and 60 agorot, and he put it on the side. It was very, very medactic. It had to be exact. And that's actually what he brings down over here in Hilchos Matnos Aniyim, Perek Zayin, Halacha, Chav Zayin. It's very interesting. Over here, in a very short piece, tells you all the halachas of taking off 10%. Anyway, at the very end, he says, "Ayn ba'avas chesed," which belongs to the Chavetz Chaim, "shegam ba'nosin yosem b'maisa." Here, someone's going to give more than 10%. Ochomesh, or even more than 20%. Roish yafish meiser b'tzimtzum. First, you should take off 10% exactly. Lo pachot v'lo yoter. Ki kasvu, based on Kabbalah, the tough shin rekiyin nizonim b'schus meiser. Many different worlds, layers of the heavens, get a sustenance from take off meiser. Va'yoser, and any, if you can give more, then you give that b'toris tztaka. But there's something called Meiser. It's exactly 10% b'tzimtzum, exact b'diyuk, and then there's more than that. Reb Chaim used to quote this from Darizal, and he was very makbid on this. You'd first take right away off 10%, then you want to give more tzedakah and things like that. Okay, you give more tzedakah on top of the 10%. But there was an inyan of giving 10% just from that. Okay, I think we'll continue tomorrow. Some more examples from this farm.